So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion regarding Tarevis min b'minai. If a clear liquid was mixed with mikvah water, whether we say royin l'chumra, that we consider the Tarevis as if it is min b'shein eminai and bitul b'mara is required. Rabbi Yehuda holds royin l'chumra in the Brice's case of deli sheyesh b'yayin lavan oichala v'hitvilai. If a person had a tummy pail with white wine or milk in it, and they immersed it in mikvah water with the wine or milk in it, Rabbi Yehuda says royin l'sekiilu hu yayin adoim. Even if most of the liquid in the dli was mikvah water, the dli is tummy because it's not considered to have been totally immersed in water, but partially in wine or milk, because the meat of the wine or milk does not become batal b'rev in the majority of water. Because in min b'minei, we say rain, we consider the tarevis as if it was min b'she'in eminei, red wine in clear water, and we go basamara, that only if this amount of red wine would have no color and this amount of water, the dli becomes tar. But if this amount of red wine would have color in this amount of water, the dli is tame. However, Behuda does not hold royin l'churm in the case of the Mishnah in Masechtas Mikvais. Meiraglayim, royin oisikilu hein mayim. If a dli tame filled with urine was immersed in the mikvah, once the mikvah water touches the meiraglayim, the dli becomes tar, because as Rashi explains, ki even the min mayim hein, nasa chibur lehem batar. Since urine is considered water, there is hashaka, it becomes a part of the mikvah. And even though it's min b'she'in eminei, the urine has a different color than water, we say royin as if it's min b'minei and we consider it as water. However, in the case of mole mechatas, ach yir b'hamayim mechatas, if a dli tamei filled with mechatas water that was mixed with ashes of the paraduma was immersed in the mikvah, only if the majority was mikvah water, the dli becomes tar. And even though it's min b'minei, the color is the same as water, there is no hashaka because hoyil b'chashivi mishum kedusha sayu loy b'teilin ele b'ruba. Since Mechatas has great significance because of its Kedusha, the Hashaka is not effective. The Gemara asks, Man shamale de isle royin, Rabbi Yehuda, v'katani de sagale beruba. The Mishnah is obviously Rabbi Yehuda because in the case of Meiraglayim, it holds royin as if it's mei mikvah to create Hashaka. Nevertheless, regarding Mechatas, where it's min b'minoi, he does not hold royin l'chumra as if it's min b'she'in eminoi, and only rayv is required, but mara is not required. The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says, Loi kasha, hodi dei, hodi rabbi. In the cases in which Rabbi Yehuda says Royin l'chumra, he's citing the opinion of his Rebbe Gamliel, who rules stringently regarding bitl as he holds, Ein dam avatl dam. Blood does not become bottle in other blood because he holds min b'minei loy bottle, min b'she'in min bottle. Items of the same type do not become bottle. Items of different types do become bottle b'rayv. And since in the case of Marei and Ein m'shavim they have different colors, such as dam shenes arv b'mayim, Ramlil holds basa maras linan. If the color of the meat is still noticeable, it does not become batal b'rayv. Therefore, in the cases of marein shavim, if they have the same colors, such as yayin lavan b'chalav and mechatas, Ramlil also holds royin l'chumra u'basa maras linan because it's like min b'minei. While Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion is that we do not say royin l'chumra because he rules leniently regarding bitl and holds min b'minei batal. Even items of the same type become batal b'rayv. Therefore, he holds only regarding Marei and Ein Shavim, Basa Maras Linan. But regarding Marei and Shavim, Basa Reivas Linan. Rava says perhaps Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his Rebbe that Min B'minei Loi Batal, and even regarding Marei and Shavim, Basa Maras Linan. However, regarding Meichatas, Basa Reivas Linan, because the Mishnah is a case of Bidlisha Teichi Tar, V'gabi Tamei. The Dli became Tamei only Midrabanan, such as from Mashkin, and the Mashkin touched the Kli only on the outside, but not on the inside. Therefore, a Tvila is required only on the outside. However, regarding Mechatas, the Rabbanu were more stringent and they required Tvila even on the inside because Dilma Chayas Alay V'le Matfile. They were concerned that one will be afraid to spoil the Mechatas and won't do the Tvila properly. And since the Tvila B'Teich is only a Chumra, B'Kimen Ikim Ribuya Le Tzarech, once the majority in the inside was Mei Mikvah, we do not require Bitl B'Mara. The Gemara now returns to the previously mentioned Halacha of Rish Lakish. Ha'pigel va'anoysa va'tamei shabalun zeh b'zeh va'achlam pata. If a kezayis of pigel and of noysa and of tamei were mixed together, and the person ate all three kezayisim, he's not liable to malchus because one isra assumingly became batal b'rayv. And the Gemara said, Shema minah klas. From the ruling of Rish Lakish we derive three halachas, one of which is Shema minah isur mevat mezeh zeh. One isra can nullify another isra. The Gemara now proceeds with Rabbi Lazar, who disagrees, and says, Kishem she'e mitzvahs mevat lezu azu, kach ein isur mevat lezu azu. Only in the tarevis of isse veheta can one be mevat to the other. But two foods of different mitzvahs or different isurim cannot be mevat each other. As we see that Hill holds, ein mitzvahs mevat lezu azu, from his well-known practice. Amru la v'l-hil ha-zakin shayu karchan bevas achas v'eichlan, p'shum shenem ha-matzis ha-merem yichlu. Hill would wrap the Pesach Matzah Mor together and eat them that way together, because he understood the Pasuk to be saying that the Korban Pesach shall be eaten together with Matzah and Mor. And although when he chewed all three together, the meat of one mitzvah became mixed into the rive of the other mitzvah, all three mitzvahs were fulfilled, apparently because Hill held that one mitzvah is not mevatel another mitzvah. The previous Mishnah continues, Nis'ar b'dam pesulin yishafech la'ama. If the blood of a valid carbon became mixed with blood of a disqualified carbon, even if the majority was kosher, l'ketchila the blood may not be used for zrika, and must be poured into the stream that flowed through and out of the azar. Similarly, b'dam atamtzis yishafech la'ama. If in one carbon the majority of dam nefesh that is kosher l'zrika became mixed with dam atamtzis that is pasul l'zrika, the Tanakama holds l'ketchila the blood may not be used for zrika. However, in both cases, im loy nimlach v'nosin kosher. B'di'evid, if the blood was used for zrika, the kapara is accomplished. Rabbi Yezer disagrees and says even the ketchila, the blood may be used for zrika. The Gemara offers two approaches in this machlekes. Rabbi Zvid says begeizin gezeir b'mikdash kamiflagi. They disagree on whether the Chama initiated gezeiris in the Beis Hamikdash, which caused hefset kachem and loss of karbanas. The Tanakama holds begeizin gezeir b'mikdash. The Chama do initiate such gezeiris. Therefore, the Chama initiated that the tarabis may not be used for zrika, and the carbon becomes possible even when there is rave kasherim, because they were concerned that if we would allow it, one might erroneously rule that the tarabis is kasher even when there is rave pesulim. And as Rashi explains, the gezeira applies only to these cases of nisar b'dam pesulim or b'dam atamsis, because they're shchichi. These occurrences are common. But the gezeira does not apply in the earlier case of nisar b'dam behema v'chaya, because lo shchichi. These occurrences are not common. And Rabbi Yezer disagrees because he holds ein geizin gezeir b'mikdash. The Chum did not initiate such gezeiras because it causes the carbon to become pasul, which is hefset kachim. And according to this approach, Rabbi Yezer disagrees in both cases of nisar b'dam pesulin and nisar b'dam atamtzis. Or Rav Papa says perhaps the kuliyama geizin gezeir b'mikdash. All agree that the Chacham do initiate gezeiras that cause hefset kachim, and all agree in the first case nisar b'dam pesulin yishavich la'ama because the shchichi. The machlik is only in the second case of Nisar b'dam atamtzis. V'halcha b'dam atamtzis motzi l'rabbis al dam nefesh komiflagi. They disagree on whether it's common to have a majority of dam atamtzis. Tanakama holds dam atamtzis motzi l'rabbis al dam nefesh. It's common to have a majority of dam atamtzis. Therefore, there's a gzeri even when it's rave kasherim because of a concern of when it's rave pesulim. While Rabbi Yezah holds ein dam atamtzis motzi l'rabbis al dam nefesh. It's not common to have a majority of dam atamtzis. Therefore, when it's rave kasherim, there is no gzeri.